Well, now to a story about fresh-cut flowers, and they're at the centre of a feud between small domestic growers and large-scale importers. Now, it might surprise you that a lot of flowers sold in Australia are actually grown overseas, perhaps more than half. And local growers and national farming groups fear they've become a major biosecurity risk. Here's our National Regional Affairs reporter, Lucy Barber.
At a showroom in Western Sydney, John Emmanuel Greemer designs and creates wedding flower arrangements. It's not unusual for brides to spend up to $150,000 on his elaborate creations.
When Kim Kardashian got married, people were wanting the beautiful flower walls. And then we had Princess Meghan get married. Then it became a lot more softer and gardeny.
In busier times, a single wedding could see him need to source 15,000 stems of one rose variety. But local growers couldn't always meet that demand, so he relies heavily on imported roses, supplied by Craig Musson, who has a packing facility south of Perth in WA.
Between Kenya, Ecuador and Colombia, 85-90% of the world's roses come out of those three countries. Australia, the number may be as high as 80 or 90%.
The other big destination for imported flowers is supermarkets. But local growers are worried they're a ticking time bomb.
The capacity of some of these pests and diseases to wipe out entire crops.
That's Sydney flower grower Sal Russo. He believes the federal government's caved to the lobbying power of cashed-up importers.
The importers think that they are above the law.
National farm lobby groups are also concerned imported flowers threaten Australia's $27 billion cropping industries. Tyson Cattle speaks on behalf of Peakbody Ausveg and the National Farmers Federation.
The three main countries that are our biggest concern are Kenya, Ecuador and Colombia. They've been showing really consistent high rates of non-compliance.
Data from the Department of Agriculture shows that from September to January, 63% of cut flowers sent from one source country arrived carrying foreign pests and diseases. Between 19 and 41% of shipments from three others had similar problems. The department won't identify the individual countries, but it's believed the biggest offender was Kenya, and other countries were Colombia, Ecuador and Malaysia. Acting First Assistant Agriculture Secretary Peter Creaser says tougher standards for exporters have already been implemented.
We've actually seen a change from 45% non-compliance down to 25% overall.
And he says there haven't been any incidents where unwanted critters have marched past quarantine inspectors.
They are actually being inspected, and then if there are any live pests of concern, we will have those flowers treated here in Australia.
Meanwhile, flower importer Craig Musson, who also breeds, grows and exports native flowers, says he's had to adapt his business to remain competitive and that allegations of biosecurity breaches are overblown.
Australia has the strictest biosecurity regulations in the world. Anybody who's flouting the laws is going to be found out and I would hope prosecuted.
West Australian flower grower, importer and exporter Craig Musson, ending Lucy Barber's report. You can see more of that story on Landline this Sunday.